Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
One of our cases in New Jersey regarding a counseling ban will go back to the lower court and will start the process again until we make it back to the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have a number of cases around the country, California, New Jersey, Maryland, several in Florida, and about ready to file additional ones regarding these counseling bans. They started a few years ago with the first case in California and the second case in New Jersey. So we are taking the New Jersey case back down to the lower court. We wanted to go, Holly, directly to the U.S. Supreme Court following the NIFLA decision last year, the Crisis Pregnancy Center cases out of California, in which the Supreme Court expressly gutted two of our cases, which I was very happy to see, Pickup and King. Pickup out of California, King out of New Jersey. And they overruled those cases, saying that they were not consistent with the First Amendment. Both of those cases upheld these counseling bans. And now we have new life to continue to litigate them and make our way back to the U.S. Supreme Court. We wanted to fast-track it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's not ready to fast-track it, so we will go back down and start all over again with these two cases in New Jersey and California. And by the way, we already have other cases in the pipeline. One of them, we just recently filed an appeal and filed our brief. That comes out of the state of Florida involving Boca Raton and Palm Beach County. And that's now pending before the Federal Court of Appeals governing Florida.
And, you know, of course, the media and our radical activist people don't exactly paint these in very good pictures, these different cases. But let's talk about why this is important. First of all, from a free speech issue, why is it so important that this one of these cases goes to the Supreme Court?
Well, here, you know, when these laws are promoted, they're just LGBT propaganda. Mm-hmm. And they call them conversion therapy. You know, the actual counselors that practice in this area do not use the word conversion
right.
therapy.
Right, it's just talk therapy, right? As if you go to a counselor for help.
That's what therapists, counselors do. They just talk. They listen, they talk. They try to figure out what's going on in your life. They try to peel back the layers of the onion to figure out some causes, some issues you're dealing with. They want to find out where you're ultimately wanting to go. What is your objective in this counseling? And then they'll try to help you reach that
right. They're not forcing anyone. They're not using electrodes. They're not beating anyone.
No, they're not
just
grabbing you by the arm and twisting it behind your back.
Right.
That would be against their actual codes.
Right.
They respect the client's wish and their autonomous decision of the direction that they want to achieve the objective of their counseling. So the governments come in. And they call it conversion therapy. And then they say, well, the children are being, in this case, minors. They're being forced. They would ultimately engage in suicide. Here's the thing. The American Psychological Association issued a task force report, and it was dominated by LGBT people. And it was on this issue. And what'd they say? They ultimately concluded that there is no research that's available regarding children. In fact, I was just doing an NPR interview the other day, and I was asked by the interviewer that she had spoken to some counselor, and that counselor said, the information shows that 40% of children who go through such counseling commit suicide. That is bogus.
That's not because of the
absolutely counseling. Absolutely not true. Period, not true. First of all, there's no studies to that effect. Secondly, the APA said there needs to be studies to that effect. Thirdly, there is an increase area of suicide, but it's not because of the counseling. It's because those who have gone through hormone treatments and surgery to change their appearance to identify as the opposite sex, those people that have gone through that, these are people who have been affirmed by counselors. These are people who say, you know what, if you think you're a man, you need to take testosterone and you need to have mastectomy and hysterectomy. Go ahead, do it. Be my guest. And they promote that.
They didn't deal with a root issue. What's really going on?
They're not dealing with the root causes and the root issue. And then someone goes through that and they've mutilated their body. And a few years down the line, after that, quote, honeymoon is over, if you will, they ultimately wake up and they say, you know, I'm very content with who I was born to be. And this is a pattern.
This is not the answer.
And then what they look at in the mirror is, my goodness, I've just permanently mutilated my body. Mm-hmm. They go back to those doctors that wanted to give them the green light to do this, and they won't have anything to do with them anymore. They go back to the LGBT community, and they think these people are traitors. They don't want anything to do with them anymore. They feel trapped. It's that group of people that have an increased risk of suicide. It's not people who come in to a doctor, to a counselor, that have unwanted, and I emphasize that, they don't want. They are not wanting. They're not wanting affirmation for these feelings that they have. They have unwanted same-sex attractions. It could come from a lot of different origins.
Yeah, they could have had abuse as a child. I mean, there's a lot of
And that's
of
the
things.
Classic example of a male having some kind of abuse or domination.
Or a positive role model as a male or a female. You know, all those things, you know, are part of it as well.
So they either have unwanted attractions, they are engaging in unwanted behavior. In other words, they're engaging in unwanted same-sex behavior. They don't want to do it. They want to stop. They want to overcome that. Or they're going through a phase where they're confused about who they are.
You know, you think of our friend Wald Heyer, who actually went through that. He was abused as a child. His grandmother, I think, dressed him up as a girl. So he ended up having the surgery.
And when then one of a relative actually sexually molested him.
Oh, it was awful. And so then he thought, well, I guess I must be a female if that's where I get positive attention. And of course, then
he lived like that for 7 years after going through the hormone treatment and the surgery.
And then he got help and counseling, and he came to know the Lord, and he came back to who God really created him to be. And now he helps so many people dealing with this all the time because he understands where they're coming from.
So what these laws essentially are saying is, one, you cannot, as a client, get the counseling that you want. Mm-hmm. You come in, you're struggling. You tell your mom and dad, you're having this confusion about who you are. They take you to a professional. That professional cannot help you as the client to reach your objective. In this case, the objective would be, I don't want to be confused. I want to be content with who I am as my birth sex. Mm-hmm. Instead, these laws force the counselor to, one, be silent and not respond, or two, say, listen, I can't help you to overcome that. In fact, what you need to do is overcome your guilt. You need to overcome your religious beliefs. You need to change your objective so that you accept that you are something other than your birth sex. And that's not what the client wants. It's the only place where the client is unable to get the kind of counseling that he or she wants. It's the only place that the counselor cannot help the client. These are dangerous laws, and they are passing in multiple states. That's why we're litigating this, and just pray that one of our cases makes its way back soon to the U.S. Supreme Court. As I said, two of our cases were mentioned last year in the Supreme Court crisis pregnancy case, and it's those two cases. We filed the first one in California, Pickup, and the second one in New Jersey, King, and it's those two cases that unfortunately set the groundwork for all these other states, because both courts went the wrong way. Against our arguments, they went the wrong way. They upheld the laws in both those states. As a result, these LGBT activists went to these different states and said, look at Pickup out of California, King out of New Jersey. We've got a green light. Let's go forward. And they passed these now in, what is it, 15 states or more, plus different local municipalities. And last year, June of 2018, the Supreme Court mentioned those two cases, Pickup and King, by name, and said, and they agreed with us, they're not consistent with the First Amendment. That's not consistent with our First Amendment case law. It's exactly what we've argued. Now, we just have to get one of those directly back before the court. We don't have to guess where the court's going on this. We already know. It's very unusual. They've already indicated what their understanding of the Constitution is regarding these issues. So pray for our clients and our counselors all over the country. Pray for our resources, because this stretches us thin to be involved in all these different kinds of cases around the country. And pray that one of these cases gets back before the Supreme Court soon so that we can overturn these bans across the country once and for all. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.